Welcome to the Business Isn't Usual podcast by Rightway. I'm your host, Stuart Wilkinson. Today we're going to be talking about cash management leading up to Christmas, whether it's a busy time of year for you in your business or it's potentially a downtime. We're doing this with Shelley Dixon, who's the Regional Business Manager for Rightway based out of Christchurch, and she's an ex-banker, so brings lots of experience of the conversation she's having with customers leading up to this time of year and looking at the different things that you can practically do in your business. We also reflect on what 2020 has been like and the importance of for people to try and take a break through this time of year and what that could do for 2021 for you. We hope you enjoy the podcast, and if you do, please subscribe where you're listening to this podcast. Shelley, good day.
Good day. How are you today?
I'm very good, Shells. Very good. Today, Shells, we're now six weeks. Yeah, it's 6 weeks for Christmas as we record this. Yeah, it is. But even saying that, we're in Wellington recording this and it is a horrible day, so it doesn't feel very summery at all. But with 6 weeks to go, we've had a year that most of us will never forget in the sense of not just COVID, but also what that's done to business. We're going into a period of time which is either a really, really quiet time for a lot of business owners with a sense of December, January sort of lockdown times, but also period of time for a lot of business owners which is super busy, the make hay kind of time of year. So let's start, Shells, with people that are going to be going into their downtime. What's your advice when we know cash is always a bit tight, predominantly in January? That's always sort of data from Xero has proven that. So where do people start to make sure they're prepared for the downtime of December, January?
Yeah, good question. Look, the first thing for people with employees is obviously you've got to prepare holiday pay. And it's probably mindful to say that this has not been a year where you would have put funds aside for holiday pay. Mm. You wouldn't have been able to because of COVID, lockdowns, business taking a bit to get back to where it was. So I think you just need to start forward planning now. As an ex-banker, it would have been great if my customers had come to me in October and said, this is where we're at.
Is that the first message, Shells?
Like, yeah, go to the bank. Go to the bank early because, you know, with 6 weeks to go, every business, banks included, are under pressure now, right? Mm. So if you want to be prioritised, make that one of your priorities to go and see. You know, employees is one part of the puzzle, debtors and creditors the other part of the puzzle. So what are you going to have outstanding that you're not going to get paid maybe till February? Because if you complete work and before you shut in December, maybe you don't get paid until the end of January or beginning of February when they come back. And also your creditors, can you talk to some of them? They'll all be in the similar position. Yeah. That will give you a little bit of leeway. The banks probably are going to be a little bit more cautious, let's be honest about that, and they're going to want to see what comes out of the other side. So for some of you, might have taken the small business government loan, and you might be able to use some of that for the close down period, potentially. So I think you've just got to look at your cash flow in your business, your debtors, your creditors, and your holiday pay liability for your employees. I think those are the priorities. And look, if you can't do that right now and you're really struggling to do that, I think you engage those people around you for the support, like your business advisors and accountants out there to help you work through those processes to make sure that you've got enough cash to take you through. Yeah. Because the last thing you want to do is come back in the new year and feel that woe all over again.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, you talked there, Shells, about the buffer that people might have normally had this year going into a quiet period of time that wasn't there. The government announced this week, obviously, the extension of the small business loan and up to 3 years and all this sort of stuff. So there is, I guess, options out there. But what's, you know, debt is can be good and a bad thing. So what's your advice, whether it's going to the bank? I think maybe let's deal with that first. You've got to go to the bank and talk through what you need for a bit of a lull, but also just debt in general with a small business loan. That is an option. But what's your advice to people that are going to have to go in and look at debt options and financing options?
Yeah, I think for things like Christmas close down periods, short-term debt is fit for purpose. Yeah. You don't want to take long-term debt at this particular point in time. So when you think about your need is a short-term need if it's for holiday pay or it's to get you through a close down period until your debtors pay you. So you'd be looking at temporary range changes. Look, there's going to be costs. There's going to be interest rates. Don't worry about those, because remember that this is getting you through this period of tight times. If those of you who took the small business loan earlier this year have started making the repayments on it, that's great. But maybe you cease the repayments for the next six weeks and put that money back into the kitty to help contribute to some of these things. So, look, short-term debt is best. It's probably going to be temporary ranges with the bank, but they're going to want to see what the takeout position is for that. So temporary ranges, maximum kind of 90 days, so we're talking 3 months at the most. So if you take it in December, they'd want it repaid by the end of February. Is that doable? Is that possible? So some of you will be listening thinking, oh my goodness, that's crystal ball gazing. I don't even know what's going to happen next week in this world.
Yep.
And look, that's where people around you to help with that planning and ask the tough questions need to be engaged at this point in time.
And I suppose it doesn't matter if it's a small business loan or you're going to the bank or whatever, you've got to have an idea. And you said, look, it is crystal ball gazing, but you sort of talked about earlier, Shells, as you know, what's outstanding, when are they going to pay, having an idea about that, having some conversation with some of your customers on those sort of things starts to piece a bit of a puzzle. Because if you go to the bank with no plan, then you're going to come unstuck.
Yeah. So the things we've talked about so far, they'll want to see from you.
Yeah.
So they'll want to see your debtor's position, your creditors, your payroll liability, what forward work you've got if you're in construction or contracting of sorts. They are going to want to see that position. And I guess the other thing from my perspective, the small business loan is interest free, but it's not free money. So let's be mindful that at some point in time, even though it's been extended, you do have to pay that back, and it's only free while it's at 0% interest. So you're really at the other side of Christmas need to look at those sorts of liabilities and think how we get them paid back before that interest free period runs out.
So there's the other side of the coin where there'll be a bunch of business owners, you know, especially the ones that have been hit by COVID, hospitality, tourism and stuff, where we're now going into the season where they've been like, hey, we're going to get some runs on the board. Like, obviously, there's been plenty of data about increased consumer spending, so we're starting to get a bit of momentum there, which is great. But there is going to be a lot of people that have been holding out for the next 3 months, you know, in the festive period and all that sort of stuff. How do people approach it when I need to make certain levels of revenue, or what's the view that people take who have kind of been waiting for this moment of going into summer?
Yeah. Obviously, let's hope, touch wood, New Zealand has a fantastic summer and those people that are waiting, get the gift of gold, let's say, for Christmas for those people. I think if this is your time where you are traditionally busy, let's hope that you are still busy, but use some of that money to put aside for when it could be quiet all over again. I think New Zealanders will support New Zealand. I definitely think there'll be a lot more travel across New Zealand than we've probably ever seen before, because let's face it, every single one of us sitting in this country does need a break from this year.
Yep.
Everyone wants 2020 gone.
Let's put that one behind us, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, let's wake up and have a fresh new year. So, and there is a lot more support for, you know, wanting to keep it Kiwi now, I think. So it would be nice to think the tourism operators, the hospitality operators, will actually make some hay while the sun shines here. And I've talked to a few people. I think the last podcast we did, Stuart, I'd said to you that a lot of people I'd talked to were not confident about sitting in restaurants still. There was still a little bit of concern about that. Whereas those people are starting to think, okay, well, we have to function, life has to go on.
Agreed.
And they're going to start coming out now. And fascinating where I live to see new businesses still opening and things like that is fantastic. So I think if you're one of the people that this would be a busy time of year, let's hope that you're busy. And if you are, just put some funds aside for when it gets quiet. There's not a percentage that I can tell you, because you've got to be able to cover your costs and your wages, but just try as much as you can to build a wee buffer for yourself for when your times are a bit quieter.
Yeah, and mid this year, we did and it's been a really popular episode of the podcast. We did a episode with Casey, who's on our hospitality special, and I'll put that in the show notes, because you know he talks about knowing your numbers and knowing the underlying metrics in a hospitality business to make sure you're delivering a good profit. And so I think that's really important. It's all good that you're bringing money in, but it's got to be, you know, you want to be maximizing your margins through this time and yes. looking how you can be as lean as possible, but still deliver a great service to your customers. And that doesn't matter what business you're in. So I'll put that episode in the link in the show notes, because that could be a bit of planning into the new year. The other thing you've talked about there, Shells, was just people needing a break. And
for sure.
And look, I, Craig Hudson's MD of Zero is a big champion on sort of mental health and stuff. And I think there is no doubt that there'll be studies in the years to come on the mental effects that COVID's had on businesses. But I know you shared a story just before we start recording of one of your clients who's been doing pretty well, but the decisions they've made for themselves. Do you want to just sort of go through that sort of situation?
For sure. So this business just started actually before the lockdown.
Great. They must have been stoked.
They must have been stoked. Absolutely. And for them, it was it was a good decision to make. They've done better than they expected to do. Yeah. And they've taken some great advice from us, which has been awesome. But I had a catch up with them last week, and they actually said to me, we've decided that we're going to close down. Now, this is traditionally an industry that wouldn't close down. Mm. They will leave a skeleton staff on. But, you know, the owner actually said, I need a break. I need some time out for me with my family, because, you know, I've put all of myself into this business. So him and his wife, two young children, working 60 hours plus week on week. And so they've decided that they're going to have a 2-week break and go somewhere. They have no idea where. They're hoping that they can hire a camper or a caravan or something like that. But I mean, that's great, because that's one of the things that he's realized in himself. And through this advisory, like, it's not sustainable. Working that many hours a week is not sustainable. And he does need to have a break for himself, because he's realised if he doesn't, he's not a good employer to start off with. He's actually not good at his job either, because he's just too tired, and then he's not good at home. And that would then feel like he's failing at everything. Mm. And it's, you know, for me, this year more than ever is about recharge, relax. Like, we've all been through this pandemic together. It's affected us all differently. Let's remember that there were people in lockdown that worked the whole time that had no break, versus those that actually couldn't work. So we've got that across our country, that some people have not had a break this entire time, and they've just been running on adrenaline. That can't last forever.
No.
And we do need to take a chance to look after ourselves. I think this year, out of office messages, phones being diverted, things like that, just be mindful that you do need a break, and you actually deserve it. And whether you just take off the stat days and the couple of days in between, just take the time just to do nothing, actually, but relax. And
I think it's interesting what I think COVID, the lessons we've got from COVID, Charles, because the one thing COVID, I think, is the message is nothing's going to break because we're not here for 2 weeks.
No.
And you know, because we've been through such a tough period for business owners and business in general, where we were facing some really tough decisions, and you know how long this lockdown would be, is, you know, we're actually prepared really well to have the business shut down for 2 weeks or be more self-sustainable, whether it's through digital channels or whatever. But it is massively important people take hold of. You know, for us, we've extended our sort of lockdown period for sort of 2.5 to 3 weeks here at Right Way, I guess, for our staff. So, you know, it is important. And also you take some time to reflect, because there's been a lot of this year, a lot of business owners have been in the trenches.
Yes.
You know, working 60 hours, working hard, getting back on the tools, just doing what's needed day to day, where the good thing of break is also gives you a bit of clarity of thought on, well, what's next? What do I need? You know, what do I want out of next year, and what's important for me and my family? And then, you know, get your advisors around you to support you in the new year to start to do some of that stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I think one of the things that I just want to pick up that you said, Stu, on mental health, like, we need to all deal with this as individuals. Mm. And I know that we've also done a podcast on the similarities between the earthquakes. Don't let that be your story all over again, because people just kept going and going and going in earthquake zones for years on end, and then it had an impact on them later on. This is your chance actually to just take a break and put your head and your mindset back where it needs to be to kick into a great 2021. Let's be honest, it's going to be awesome. Absolutely awesome.
It's not a high bar though, is it, compared to 2020? Let's be honest.
No, it might not be a high bar, but it's gonna be much better, right? We're all gonna sit at New Year's and count down the minutes this time and say, thank God it's over, and start again. It will be awesome. So yeah.
Awesome.
The only other thing, just to add, payrolls, we're sitting here saying close down, relax, recharge, put out of office messages on, but then there's payroll and there's other bits and pieces that need to run. With most payroll systems, you can automate that. Yeah. So that's a question that a few customers have asked me. Can we preload payrolls? You can. Once again, if you need help or guidance with that, we've got a great team of bookkeepers that can help you with that. So I think anything that you can automate through digital channels, like Stu said, just do that. Mm. The world's not going to come to an end because we've had 2 weeks off and just had a little bit of time for ourselves.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome, Shells. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.